I remember when we were in South Carolina, pastoring a rather large Baptist church up in Greenwood, South Carolina. And we went through a little procedure. Bill, I'm sure you all never did this on Sunday morning. We went through a little procedure on Sunday morning where the important people would come into the sanctuary. Congregation would be all out there waiting. The organist would be playing soft music, and then the choir would come in from this side. And then they came in order of rank. First the music director, who was lowest on the totem pole, and then the education director, and then the associate pastor, and finally the pastor. Da 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 da. So he would come in and would take his place on the platform. I'd take my place. Now, you know, you kind of bless the people. You smile and you look at them. It was always an interesting thing, because I always knew where everybody was sitting. They always sat in the same places out across the congregation, same pew. Matter of fact, we went back there a year and a half ago. Had been gone for 10 years, almost 10 years. And they were still sitting in the same place. Literally. We walked in the door, the same ushers met us. They were all grayer and fatter. But they were there, and we sat down, and I punched my wife. I'd say, you know, there's Spencer up there. He's always sat in that, you know, there he is. I could tell by the back of his head. He was bald now, but still putting down roots in that third pew on the right side, you know. Well, I remember coming out one Sunday morning, and we had little short pews on the side, and then big long pews in the middle, and then more short pews. And coming out one Sunday morning, and seeing a very strange situation down here. The short pews only held five people. And seeing seven people sitting in this five-person pew, all packed in together like that. See? And it wasn't until after the service that I found out what had happened, that some strangers had come in that morning. And they didn't know any better than to sit in the professor's pew over here. And when the professor and his wife and the three old maid sisters came in, they just all crammed in there together. We had lots of room out all the, you know. And I keep referring back to that because it really says something to me about our basic nature in religious things. This becomes an end within itself. This is ours. This is my pew and my church and my plot of land, and these are my flowers that I've planted out here, and this is my piano that I donated to the beginner department, and all of these things that we have our name tags on. And then God comes along and he says, leave it all behind. The Spirit is moving. Follow me. Turn northward. In the latter days, Joel said, God will pour out his Spirit upon all flesh, and things will happen that have never happened before. And the church will either respond by saying, count us in, we want to march forward, or they'll say, we've never done it that way before. You go on, we'll stay back here.